Well, it really got started about 13 years ago by Ron Mock, who was the president of, at the time, of the Carillon Park Rail and Steam Society, which runs the 7.5-inch gauge train back in the northern part of the park. Sort of his idea. About 3 years into it, he needed some help and sort of twisted my arm, and because I'd known him for a number of years, and then that's when I got involved. And unfortunately, he did pass away a few years ago. And since then, his son, Joe Mock, is one of the co-chairmen as well, and also Alex Heckman here at the Carillon. So all three of us really jointly run the show.
I understand you had around 7,000 visitors over the two-day event last year.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate, a little over 7,000, and a lot of it depends on the weather. We just had just stunning weather last year, and of course we're hoping to have good weather this year.
What's the setup like?
Well, first of all, back in the, again, the north corner is the Carillon Park Rail and Steam Society, and that's sort of the big draw where kids, anybody really, adults and kids can ride the train. You sit on top of the train, you sort of straddle it, sort of like a bicycle. That group's been there for really over 20 years. And then we also have vendors, sales vendors, and a large circus tent and other places spread out around the park. And, then, you know, they sell items, train-related items. And some of them come pretty far. They've come in the past and enjoyed being here and done pretty well. We seem to draw a lot of what we call rail fans or people that attend those kind of events. And then we also have a number of, like, layouts, model railroad layouts. There's a couple strung in various buildings, and then we have two garden railroads that are set up outside.
So as with many cities across the U.S., the rail system was pretty important to the city's development. Can you talk about that aspect of the Miami Valley?
Yes, Dayton at one time had lots of trains. In fact, we still do. Of course, passenger service has ended, unfortunately, in 1979, but there's still lots of freight trains that run through Dayton. Yeah. Unfortunately, since a lot of the industry has left, there isn't a lot of local industry that requires rail service, but fortunately, there's still others around the country that do, and thus Dayton actually sees probably 40 trains, freight trains a day through town, which most people don't even realize.
I believe you're a bit of a train aficionado. Can you tell me how you got involved and where the interest began?
Well, my wife calls it a genetic defect, so I think it's I had an interest in railroads ever since I've been a little kid. Sort of started out in model railroading like a lot of people do, but in the late 60s, I sort of got into the photography end of it and the collecting of photographs and doing historical research. And over the years, we've traveled most of the country photographing trains and acquiring collections, unfortunately, from a few of my friends that have passed on, and so now I've got over a million photographs. Now, of those million, probably the majority or at least a third to half are taken within, 100-mile radius of Dayton, so there's a strong coverage, of this area. A lot of them go back to the 60s, 50s, and some 40s, and there are some, go back into the early part of the century, but those are pretty hard to find.
So it's not a strange thing that you're involved with a project like RailFest here at Carillon.
No, I guess that's how I knew Ron Mock back in the, from the 60s, really. And he knew I had a strong interest. And he and I both thought that that interest tied pretty good with Carillon Park here, and actually hoping that all of them actually end up here someday.
We're speaking with Dave Orzy with Carillon Park, and we've been talking about Carillon Park Rail Festival, Saturday, June 23rd, and Sunday, June 24th. Dave, where can people find out information about the festival?
Well, the easiest place is on the website, DaytonHistory.org. And actually, the Carillon Park Rail and Steam Society also has a website, and it's on there, too.
Great. Dave, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.